USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Quite an ending to one of the Final Four matchups in the men's NCAA basketball tourney.
And Virginia, 63, Auburn, 62. The Cavaliers will play for their first national championship on the backs of three free throws with under 1 second to play.
That is heard on Westwood One Sports after a controversial foul. Virginia's Kyle Guy sinking those three free throws to give Virginia the win over Auburn. Virginia will now play Texas Tech in the title game on Monday. Two more New York City firefighters are dead from 9/11-related illnesses. The total now stands at 343, as retired Lieutenant Timothy O'Neill and firefighter Kevin Lennon both died within 48 hours of each other this past week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A worker at the Coachella Festival falls to his death. That man, said to be a 20-year veteran of the annual music festival, was setting up a stage at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California yesterday when he fell 60 feet from a roof and died at the scene. This year's Coachella Festival is set to open Friday. A 26-year-old Nebraska man is jailed after jumping into the ring and tackling 61-year-old wrestling legend Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. No word on the man's motive. This man told WCBS-TV in New York.
I was just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
The attacker's name's not been released. The 35th WrestleMania is tonight at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Want to know more about us? Surf on over to usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
We told you at the top about Virginia's dramatic victory over Auburn in one of the Final Four matchups in the NCAA men's basketball tournament yesterday. But in the other one, Texas Tech defeated Michigan State, and then students turned to vandalism to celebrate that victory. And now they're being condemned by city officials in Lubbock. Thousands of students flooding the streets last night, flipping over vehicles and setting bonfires. The first trip to the championship for Texas Tech will pit them against Virginia tomorrow night. Three predominantly black churches in the same Louisiana parish are conducting services today in alternate locations after fires destroy their historic buildings. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have joined the investigation into the blazes. The first fire occurred at St. Mary's Baptist Church, which was built in the 1880s.
That's our church, and it's been there a long time.
Letha Hardy, a member of St. Mary's Baptist Church for over 60 years, was on KLFY-TV.
That was the Lord's home, and Lord Jesus, all we can do is pray.
Then, the Greater Union Church burned last Tuesday, and Mount Pleasant Baptist Church burned on Thursday. Burning of black churches used to be a way to intimidate communities and parishioners.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.